News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the time is 8 minutes past seven. The Ceann Comhairle has categorically rejected the totally unfounded allegations, that's quoting the Ceann Comhairle, regarding her role in the speaking rights controversy, stating that she fully intends to remain in her position. And Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, joins us. Sean, unedifying scenes in the Dáil, fractious debate, you know, aggression, things we would never see, and now culminating in this vote of no confidence that's going to happen next Tuesday, we believe, and then probably a counter vote of confidence from the government side. Explain to people, I suppose, a summary of where we're at.
Yeah, we're into totally unprecedented territory here, first in the scenes that we saw in the Dáil on Tuesday and now into this motion. So last night, Fiona Murphy, as you mentioned, released a statement. She had been utterly silent in the Dáil, just taking the hits and proceeding with business, and came out with a written statement through the Houses of the Oireachtas, citing the various parts of the pledge she made when she became Ceann Comhairle to be impartial, to be that person in the middle and not come down on any one side. Said she doesn't have the luxury of descending into the debate of the Dáil in order to defend herself, and strongly rejected that there was any bias, any collusion with the government to get the proceedings done. And it was accompanied by a 5-page report from the clerk of the Dáil, yeah, Peter Finnegan, outlining how she stuck to all the rules, essentially. Now, that is going to be challenged by the opposition, particularly one part in relation to the order of business, which is when the Dáil agrees its schedule, essentially, for the week. There's a division and a vote on this every single week. What happens is the Ceann puts it, the opposition or the government says, yes, we agree. The opposition says no. And then someone calls for a vote all. And when there is a call on the floor of the Dáil for a vote all, there has to be one. Peter Finnegan says he didn't hear one. I was in the chamber. I clearly heard it. You can hear it on the tape. And the opposition is now getting legal advice on that ahead of the vote. As you mentioned, that
Peter Finnegan, the clerk of the Dáil, is backing Fiona Murphy, basically, isn't he? He's saying that orders and procedures were followed properly.
Completely. And he goes through each instance that the opposition and that Ivana Bacik in particular raised yesterday in the Dáil, and says, well, here, understanding orders is how Fiona acted appropriately. Here's where the Ceann Comhairle had powers at her discretion to proceed with the business or not proceed with the business, when she skipped over certain items that were on the agenda, for example, and that she has at her discretion can essentially end or truncate the business of the Dáil when she is being shouted over.
Well, there is that. I would imagine that it wasn't a normal day in Leinster House. You know, I heard it described several times as re-rog, as rula-bula. I think that's a slightly benign interpretation of it, but there was shouting, there was pandemonium, there was, you know, aggression, there was all of that. The Taoiseach, who has also released a statement, the statement's flying out, saying he fully supports the Ceann Comhairle, but he accused the opposition of misogyny and bullying, Sean.
And there were other claims in the Dáil that it was semi-feral. And I think there's a lot of people who were watching who will say that's pretty accurate. It was certainly the accusations of misogyny have been utterly rejected by the opposition. But I think a lot of fair people watching in will say there was an element of bullying going on, both of the Taoiseach and of the Ceann Comhairle. And there's a certain amount of suck up that and take it, particularly if you're the Taoiseach.
Yeah.
But it did take a different direction when it came to the Ceann Comhairle and what Peter Finnegan is saying. She was perfectly within her rights. As I said, look, this has never happened. We have never got a motion of confidence in the Ceann Comhairle to the floor,
yeah,
of the Dáil. One was threatened in 2009 against John O'Donoghue. He went before that actually got to the floor of the Dáil in the row over his expenses. We've never seen the debate. She is digging her heels in there, and the government is absolutely going to back her. As you say, they're going to put forward
and
a motion.
You don't
of
see any potential
Tuesday
for the government to waver in that support of the Ceann Comhairle. You don't see any division in the ranks, so it's likely that. Yeah, okay.
Not from people I've been speaking to, no. They said that they are going to back her. They think the opposition are the ones completely out of line here.
Okay, so it will depend on what happens next week, I suppose. Look, thank you for all that background information. That is Sean Defoe there, News Talk's political correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.